Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. He will utter dark sayings and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Alleluia, Yahuwah.
Your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast, Yahuwah's radio is now on the air. I'll be your host for the nice broadcast of take number 87, the 8th month, the 12th day, 2024, live broadcast. We're doing a series called Scholarly Journey of the True Israel, the Israelites from Covenant to Exile. Live broadcast, 8th month, 12th day, 2024. Let me pull out my disclaimer and read the disclaimer first. Remember, this is a Bible-based ministry. Six anointed camps up on the YHWH we call Voices of a True Israelite. We're not anti anybody, any group. We're not affiliated with any group. All we up under the banner is YHWH. W-H Yahuwah. That's it. So if anybody say that Yahuwah's six anointed camps, Voices of the True Israelites, is affiliated with their group, they are liar from the pits of hell. We affiliate with no one, no groups, because we got a job to do, and we got to first understand one thing. No, at least the world got to understand one thing. Yahuwah's voice of the true Israelites is called the lead tribe of Yahuwah Judah. We are the lead tribe. Our job is to sit the presidents on Thus Says Yahuwah and bring the mysteries out of this book. So we cannot be connected with anybody. When the connection comes, they will get up under our banner. So one thing about it, we have to take the lead because in Numbers 15:15-16, it makes it plain in verse 29, as you are children of Israel, so should the other nations be. So we're not affiliated with anybody. We're all about Yahuwah's business, but we're not anti-anybody. We come to only teach the Bible and wake up the 12 tribes of Israel to bring them back to the understanding that the reason they're in trouble today all over the world, because they made a covenant with the Mighty One. And they unbroke it. And they still breaking it. So our job is to give you a final warning. Come back to laws, statutes, and commandments before your time run out. Got it? Good. All right. 8th month, the 12th day, 2024. And we see Brother Nehemiah on stage for the night's episode, tape number 87. We see Brother Nehemiah ready to go in grand style, so we're going to bring him in and see if he's ready to hold that microphone. And we see Brother Gil, was he in the room? We know he don't want to holler in the microphone, but the Almighty be with you too there, Brother G. Edwards, no doubt about it. All righty, so Brother Nehemiah, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahuwah be to that scene, Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, C.A. Israel of C. Royal, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, you got a lot of bass in that voice, and I like that, Brother Nehemiah. I like when you got that bass in that voice. So see, he likes that bass in the voice, no doubt about it. We got a job to do, and we got to do it according to thus says Yahuwah. A lot of memos that came in as we speaking, Brother Nehemiah.
Hallelujah.
You know, these memos saying, see, would you take a look at, first, don't call my group out, but we was in a Bible study class, and the big dignitaries made some statements. Would you go over 1 John 4:1 down to verse 6? Well, I don't know. Seer, don't call us out. Oh, okay, well, I ain't going to call you out. All right, one thing about it. We don't call y'all, but we might take a little glance at it. If the Spirit right, we might glance at 1 John 4:1 through 6 and see what that's saying. And we got some more memos on. Boy, I ain't gonna read all the memos. What I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna turn up to our elder. They're okay in the room, so we'll turn them to our elder, then we get something going on tape number 87, 8th month, 12th day, 2024. So our elder came in the room, so let's bring our elder in and tell y'all about the broadcast, and we'll take a look at these memos on the table. So when you meet our elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder, Mr. Tibbs Israel, Yahuwah be to that seed right.
And Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, the seed, bro. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, yo. One thing about it, yo, the fox can't help being legend. And curtain hell went up. Every other nation going to do what they got to do. They'll do their part. It's all about us doing our part. And thus says Yahuwah. Because in 118:2-3, a psalm that says, this is Yahuwah's doing it. So we supposed to say behind that, it's marvelous in our eyesight. All we both do is get ready and do our part and let the world know one thing, that we're a Bible-based ministry, not anti-anybody, but we're going to unlock the mysteries of this Bible and make it plain to you. You know, we're going to cry loud, 58, verse 1 of Isaiah. We're not going to spare not. We don't care about your feelings. And like we said, we're not anti-anybody. But we just pro 12 tribes of Israel, and we're not affiliated with anybody. And we up on the banner of Yahuwah, so all we're going to do is Yahuwah's business. We know it's going to be a confrontation. That's why we get in the path those being accepted to the plate and the Bible. And remember one thing now, Brother Nehemiah, when you got to clear your throat, move the microphone out the way, clear your throat, and get on in there and throw down in grand style, no doubt about it. That's what you do there, Brother Neil Michael. You got over 900,000 plus. And here, these Bantu people. What about the Bantu people? What about them, Big Diggin' Terry? What about the Bantu people? Bantu people, the same thing you call African-American Negroes. They got the title. Bantus don't have no father. Just like Negro ain't got no fault. Same people. Bantu, same people. Led out there by Ephraim. One stop over there around Nigeria's tribe of Gad. mean, we know what everybody in the Corinthians of his Bible, take it all lessons in one setting. I'm talking about the Bantus, another lesson. I don't know, maybe talking about the lesson too. We don't know. But what we do know, we're going to bring our elder in. The elder going to take care of all the business. So elder ministers Israel, one more time. Yahweh bid you see right.
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel, receive well. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Elder Wall, I know one thing, elder. Hey, you do your part and thus says Yahweh. And I'm going to be glancing at 1 John 4:1-6. Take your time and do your part on tape 87. You're on the clock. Come out.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And as I always repeatedly say, it's a pleasure to be among a cast of over 900,000 listeners, all coming to hear the words of Yahweh. And that's a good thing. So like you say, we have to make it presentable, this word. And we make it presentable by giving it to them the way that it's needed. I've seen a couple of pastors this morning that were talking about the sermons that they gave. It's kind of funny to see that when they talk about a sermon, I often ask the question. If anyone asks a question about the Bible, what do you tell them after you get through doing the sermon? You know, it got quiet as a church mouse while I was sitting there. I didn't hear one response. Well, after all this word, and you doing the prayer warrior thing, praying about everything from the ground up to the sky, and somebody asks you, Mr. Pastor, is the Son and the Father the same person? The room gets quiet. You don't hear a penny drop on the floor, nothing. You know, I mentioned that's not good when you're doing all this talk, but you can't answer one question on the Bible. But all the other stuff that's not right is thrown out there. And then everybody listening just absorb it. You know, that reminds me of a verse in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15. It says, the simplest believes every word, but the prudent man look well unto his doing. You know, you got a lot of people that believe just about anything, as long as it's coming from somebody's wearing a light collar. But, you know, from the voice of the true Israelites, we're taught the Bible precepts and the way to go. Everybody out there, you know there's a way, the protocol to the Bible. And Yahweh the Son mentioned that in John 14, verse number 6. It says, Yahweh the Son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but except by me. And that means just what it said. If you don't go through the Son, your prayer is not going to be heard to the Father. You were praying in vain. Keep suffering the way you've been suffering until you change those strange, confused ways. We all came to hear things in the Bible that most of us can hear, and some listening, they never understand. But see, Yahweh's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. We also have many that came to see things in the Bible through what they thought was proper teaching, like that pastor I just mentioned. Some looking can never find it. These are the misinformed. They can do none of the things that we do. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And that key word is always going to be righteous. But if you're not right, you're not going to get this word from Yahweh. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts that we're taught. We're given the knowledge to know we have many out there that camouflage the confused or evil teachings, and usually overly loud bump the gums contest for righteous learning. Like a few women I heard, oh man, can they talk loud? And everything they say is out the back door. Can't say nothing, just have to let them run the mouth, and when they finish, drop a verse on them, like the seer says. They even use the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against us that already know. We have to remember, the best is already here. That's what we talk about. We're just waiting for the rest to come to show them the right way to go. And like the seer say, Brother Nehemiah, you're going to have to move that microphone back when you're clearing the throat. We have over 900,000 listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And so, as I was saying, we see how things are done like that pastor. And Matthew reminds you of that also in Matthew 24, verses number 4 and 5. For it says, Yahuwah the Son answered us and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. 5. For many shall come in my name, say I'm Yahuwah the Son, and deceive many. But once you learn this word, you're going to start searching the scriptures to see if those things that you heard are really so. And that's what the voice of the true Israelites first did, our first job. We have to remember the non-righteous is doing their job. They're doing their job 100%. We're just trying to match them and do a little bit more. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching. Allow Bump the Gums for their method of righteous learning and wrong taught Christianity. That's right, Christianity that is taught wrong. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Remembering how to connect the books. Using the Bible precepts. Your health. Foods you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. And this information you came to seek. And have not found that in the voices of the true Israelites. Tribe of Yahuwah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open from that time is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, however, we do have a Sabbath class, and the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That class time starts at 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. Use this on any one of your search engines in the tribeyada.com. And after clicking it, once again, look for tribeyada.com /Israelites. This will take you to a big line where you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. To use this, step one, click Donate with PayPal. The next step, which is 2, click Send. Any of the amount you wish to send with the message provided there, if you like. If this is done, may Yahuwah bless you. Also, in doing this, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and mentioned once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah. Also for building the school, which I see is on a daily basis is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the help we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also while there, check our calendar, which is there to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program with the features available during our broadcast time. To use this, enter 3 words in the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. And click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5673. 5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 600 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. However, in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you'll only hear a discouraging click followed by a doubt tone. Also, you can inquire about the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address and you will receive promptly. On another note, we want to remind you, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC. The New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, answering many memos that most of us have seen, and even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if that question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear a discouraging doubt. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our today's program, you can catch the entire show recorded after 9:15 p.m. Except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do that, just enter the three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Friday.com. At that point, you can just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, for your convenience, you will find that we are also transmitting our information on Paltalk, which can be logged in by your phone, tablet, computer, even nowadays your smartwatch. Just make sure you have the Paltalk app downloaded. When you get there, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Cries of Yahzar. A room will hold 50 or more listening participants where Yahuwah's Word will be working for your Bible education. An online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discussed during the broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs Israel, along with Seer Israel, writing a shotgun. However, during this time, we won't be taking any comments off-topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And the broad talk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But that important reminder that I usually give, when we're given the scriptures to speak by the seer, the reading numbers, remember to be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah will flow smoothly. Remembering, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah and not that of confusion. So doing this, we have to be careful not to make those worldly statements that can't be backed up by the Bible. But remember to make those statements that can be backed up while in the Bible. Because we do this, we keep the scriptures in mind. But when you're trying to win that Bump the Gums contest, you must all allot Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Because we rehearse the righteous act, as it says in St. John, chapter 14, verse 26, which says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." And this is how you're able to keep those scriptures in mind and rehearse the righteous act with another one that wants to learn the word of Yahuwah. But to do that, you have to remember that reminder in Sirach, chapter 11, verse number 8. And it says, "Answer not before I've heard the calls, and neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." So we can start to do this. We're going to pass our program over to our Seer of Israel and say, "Hallelujah, Yahuwah."
All right, hallelujah, Yahuwah. That was excellent. Excellent again, your part, no doubt about it. You're stepping in to your position, calling it Robin Grand Star, and that's what it's all about. That was all about. Let's see who all is going to be on stage again. Brother Nehemiah. We're going to make sure we properly introduce him again. And I think we'll remember already, but I want to make sure we get a double dose. So Brother Nehemiah, one more game. Yahweh be there, see right.
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel, up, see Roy. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Roy. Excellent. All right. So we see you're ready to take care of business, that Brother Nehemiah. So let's see when they bring our elder in. That'll take a look at and see what's going on. And, you know, what it says in Matthew 10, Elder Mr. Tibbs, verse 19. 19 and 20, and 27 and 41, then slide it down to Luke 12, verse 12, and Brother Nehemiah have me Luke 21, 15, wait a minute. So, Elder, what do Matthew chapter 10, verse 19, 20, 27, and 41 say, and slide it down to Luke 12, 12? Elder, Mr.
Tales,
Israel, come on.
In the book of Matthew, looking at chapter 10, reading verses 19, 20, 27, and 41. 19 says, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought on how or what ye shall speak. For it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak." Verse number 20. "For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you." Verse 27. "When I tell you in darkness that ye speak in light, and what you hear in the ear, that preach ye up on the housetops." Verse number 41. "He that receiveth a seer in the name of a seer shall receive a seer's reward. And he that receive a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward." Book of Luke, chapter 12, reading verse number 12, says, "For a righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say."
That's right, Elder. That righteous spirit, like you said earlier, it don't work if you're all over the place. That's why they come to Charlotte every time. So, Elder, have me that 1 John 4:1 down to verse 6. Hey, that waiting on me. Brother Nehemiah, what it say in Luke 21, verse 15?
Luke 21 and 15. "For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist."
So if you do right, hey, Brother Nehemiah, he's saying, Yahweh said he'll kick in if you do right. He said he'll give you a mouth and wisdom, but all your adversaries will not be able to gainsay you. Said, all you got to do is do right. And then once you do right, and what you mean by do right, Brother Nehemiah, Deuteronomy 6:25, what that mean by do right? If you do right, just to work out for you, if you do right. What that supposed to mean in Deuteronomy 6:25 about if you do right, and all this will work for you. But you got to do right. Matter of fact, who is he telling that got to do right? Who is he talking about that got to do right? Read verse 3 there, Brother Nehemiah. Verse 3, 17 and 25. Let's find out who is he talking to about if they do right, all this will work out for you. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 3. 17 and 25.
Let's
talk about it, Brother Nehemiah. Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 3, 17, and 25. 3 says, "Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily, as the Yahweh of your fathers has promised you, in the land that floweth with milk and honey, verse 17. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and his testimonies and his statutes which he has commanded you. Verse 25. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, as he has commanded us.
So he's telling the children of Israel, in this case, 12 tribes. In this case right here on the left side of 1 Kings 11 and 12 is all Israel, 12 tribes. He's telling 12 tribes, if you do right, 12 tribes of Israel, then what you got coming? He says you got to do right. Everything will work out for you if you do right. That's what he's saying. So on the left side, 1 Kings 11, 12, all on the left side of that, 12 tribes. On the right side, Israel becomes 10 tribes. Israel becomes 10 tribes. Once you come up out of 1 Kings 12, now you got the split kingdom. Now we see Israel from the right side of that book, 10 tribes. 12 tribes. Anything on the left of 1 Kings 11. All we have left is 12 tribes. So once we understand that, then when they start using about those similar words like individual words like the Jew, you say, well, that don't work because we know one thing, the children of Israel is on the left side, 12 tribes on the right side. So that's the way it goes. So we got a big dignitary, they said don't call them out. But they said it was in a Bible study class, and this came up in 1 John chapter 4, 1 through 6. So we're going to see if we take a look at that and see where did they go wrong at. But see, they always going to go wrong, Elder. Because first thing, you got to know the order thing, and not going to allow you to be able to unfold this thing properly anyway. So we're going to read 1 through 6 and see what it's talking about. And then we'll see what the Almighty wants us to kind of examine. 1 John on the right side of the book, chapter 4, 1 down to verse 6. Let's take a look at this real carefully. And take notes there, Brother Neil. I'm going to show you how you take care of business in the word of Yahuwah. 1 John 4, 1 down to verse 6. Come on. Elder?
The book of First John, chapter 4, reading verses 1 to verse number 6. 1 says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit where they are of Yahuwah, because many false prophets are going out into the world. 2. Hereby, how ye the spirit of Yahuwah.
Hold on. Let's take it one verse at a time. We're going to take it one verse at a time. Right there, now, one verse at a time.
Elder.
You know, when the last verse, where you read that verse. So, who is James talking to, Brother Nehemiah? Let's look at James 1:1. So then we get an idea of who he's talking to, Brother Nehemiah. What it said in, wait a minute, John 1:1. That's what I want to read first, John. Let me see something. I want to check something out. Because it was definitely for this big dignitary want this to be on the table. Who is John? Who is he? Let's back up and see what's his resume. Who is this guy? John. Who is this guy right here? John. Who is he that we can read? Who is he? Let's back up and find out who is this guy. He got to be somebody that we can recognize. In Matthew 10, about Nehemiah, I got to find out who John is. I got to find his resume. Before we start taking a look at that, I need to know his resume. Sometimes you come look for a job, yeah, bring back a resume, and let me look at your resume real quick, then I can tell you is this worth hiring you or not. I need to know who is John by going to the 10th chapter of Matthew. I want to find out who John is. Let's see 10:1, Brother Nehemiah. Matthew 10:1.
Matthew 10, chapter 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power over against unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. 2. Now, the names of the 2. Now, the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother.
Ah, okay. All right. So we found out John is one of the disciples of Yahweh. But they was given an order. What was the order they was given? He said, what to them in verse 5? What did he say to them in verse 5 there, Brother Nehemiah?
Matthew chapter 10 and verse 5. These 12 Yahweh the Son sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not.
Mm-hmm. Verse 6.
But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
And that's it right there. So John's mission was to go to the lost sheep of the family of Israel, and we know after you get out of 1 Kings 1:12, chapter 12, we know that Israel become 10 tribes. So we know whatever John is doing, he's speaking to Israel, whatever he's doing. So whatever he's doing, he's speaking to Israel. So in Acts 11:19, I need a precept on that, Brother Nehemiah. I need a precept on something. And don't forget about your cue card you got now. That cue card, put it close by you because it might come up. And I want you bumming around with it, put the cue card close by you. It might come up. 11:19 of Acts. What it say, Brother Nehemiah?
Acts 11:19. It says, now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution arose about Stephen, traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, teaching the word of none but to the Jews as a corrupt word for Judah only.
So that's good right there. So we know that they was commissioned to only look for the Israelites that was scattered. So now let's go back to 1 John again. With that understanding, We're going to look at one verse again. Now, with that understanding, now it'll read that verse 1 again, full verse 1 again. So we now we know, beloved, only mission is to check and to greet and to correct those of Israelite descent. That's so we, and then so he gonna say something in 4 verse 1, Elder, and I won't hear that again, 4 verse 1. So let's take a look at 4 verse 1 again. So now we know the setting. He's talking to scattered Israelites. This we tell the scattered Israelites what? 4 verse 1.
Okay. Book of 1 John, chapter 4, reading verse number 1, says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of Yahuwah. Because many false prophets are going out into the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. All right. Let's, now, Brother Nehemiah, let's go to the 20th chapter. See exactly what is he saying. He said, Elder read, many false prophets is going are going out into the world. That's what the elder just got to read. But let's find out what is he talking about in the 20th chapter, verse number 1. Ezekiel 20, and we're going to read a little bit. Let's find out what is he talking about right here. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 20 verse 1, what it say in Ezekiel 20 verse 1, what it say?
Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 1. And it came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, the tenth day of the month, that a certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Yahuwah and sat before me.
So, this Ezekiel is the seer. He says, the elders came and sit before him. Okay, good. So, the elders came and sit before him. So, what happened next in verse 2?
Verse 2. Then came the word of Yahuwah unto me, saying, Verse 3, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, Thus saith the Yahuwah, are you come to inquire of me? As I live, saith the Yahuwah, I will not be inquired of by you.
Wait a minute. So, let's paint this picture of Brother Nehemiah. The seer was already at the temple site. As he was in the temple, the elders came in and sat beside those seers. Then the righteous spirit came directly to Ezekiel and said, what did he say in verse 3 again, Al? What did he say in verse 3?
Are you come to inquire of me? As I live, said Yahuwah, I will not be inquired of by you.
So he said, he's not going to be required by you. He said, I'm not going to be required by you. Who's the you he's talking about? Them elders. Is he telling the seer, I'm not going to be required about you. You. Now, what do you say in verse 4?
Verse 4. Will thou judge them, son of man? Will thou judge them? Cause them to know that the abominations of their fathers
All right, stop it there. Stop it there. So in verse 4, he said, will thou judge them, son of man? Judge who? Who is the son of man? Is Ezekiel? Who did he want to judge? Judge who? Verse 3 again. First line.
Verse 3. Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them,
That's all I want. So the son of man's job is speak to the elders of Israel. He said, because I'm not going to be required of males. He says, because they both show the formation of their fathers, and they not doing it. Now, watch that in verse 5.
Verse 5.
20 verse.
And say unto them, you said 25?
5.
Verse 5.
5.
Oh, yeah. Verse 5. Verse 6, 25. Ezekiel chapter 20.
20 verse 5.
And say unto them, thus said Yahweh, in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up my hand unto the seed of the family of Israel, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So, what he's saying here, that when that angel came to Ezekiel the seer, that he had a problem with the males. He had a problem with the males. Because the elders supposed to be now back up to, with that understanding, back up to the 13th chapter. And remember, the Bible have a double meaning. He's talking to Ezekiel the seer about them elders, letting you know they have not done their job with the children of Israel. So now, with that understanding, we're going to back up to 13 chapters. So we know how it works. So we see something else in there. We know exactly what he's talking about. Now, let's see, can you work this out, Brother Nehemiah? 13 verse 1 and 2.
Ezekiel chapter 13 verses 1 and 2. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the seers of Israel, that they prophesy.
Well, hold on. So, right then and there, that's why we have so much work to do. Prophesy against the seer, that's what we're talking to the seer. We just read who the prophesies against, and like I said, we got a lot of work to do. No doubt about it. Now, we head to the 20th chapter. He's read verse 3. It says, in 20 verse 3, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel. So when we back up in here, with that understanding, don't nothing change. The word of Yahweh came in verse 13. Son of man, speak against the elders of Israel. Same. Remember, the Bible got double meaning. That's why I say we got a lot of work to do in these six anointed camps. The Bible have a double meaning. You have what's called a natural and a spiritual understanding. And you're not going to understand this thing until you give it all you got. So we set it up right here in the 20th chapter, verse 3, Brother Nehemiah. We said that's why you got to be ready to not only read, but take notes and pay close attention. Just got through reading 20 verse 3. It says, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel. So when I back up the 13 chapters, don't nothing change. Son of man, prophesy against the elders of Israel. Okay? Don't nothing change. See, in this case, remember, look what it said, Elders, read what it said in 11 verse 6 of the book of Job. 11, verse 6. What it says in 11, verse 6.
Okay, which book was that?
Job.
Book of Job, 11, verse 6.
And the book of Job.
And Brother Nehemiah had 24 of Sirach. 24 of Sirach. Wait a moment.
Book of Job, chapter 11, reading verse number 6 says, and that he would show thee the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that Yahweh exacted of thee less than the iniquity sin deserved.
Good. So we find out the Bible have a double meaning. See, the Bible have a carnal meaning and have a spiritual meaning. If Ezekiel was speaking to the elders of Israel by the hand of another spirit, that was nothing changed. Remember, children of Israel only had one mission, to keep Israel in check. That was their mission. So when we jump down and start reading about them going to another nation, that's where we can lose it at. But children of Israel have only one mission, is to wake up the children of Israel and show them their sins. That was their mission. Their mission was not sent to the other nations. So the ones he's talking about in 1 John 4:1, he's talking about the one that's in leadership that governs the children of Israel. And he says in verse 2 of 13 chapter, and the Son of Man prophesies against the elders of Israel that prophesies and say unto them, because remember, their only mission was the children of Israel. That was their job. Matter of fact, hey, elders still, what did Yahweh say out of his own mouth in 15:24 of the book of Matthews? What did he say out of his own mouth? 15:24. Matthews. What did he say out of his own mouth? 15:24.
Reading 24. It says, but he answered and said, I am not sent unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
You left out a big word in the middle of that, Elder. Read again.
Okay, 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
He said, my mission, he's telling you what his mission is. His mission, he was sent. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but, big word, but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel, the nation of Israel. He said, that's my purpose here. See, people have jumped into this Bible and think this Bible is a worldly global Bible for all nations. And that's where we got to come in and show soundly, but it got to be taught more than just by the 6 and 9 camps. It got to spread. But it spread with us having to understand, if this is what he says, that I'm sent, but I'm not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel. He's telling his mission. That's why the Father sent him, to jumpstart them. And that's why he said, when we give our disclaimer, we're not anti-anybody. But our mission is to wake up the children of Israel. That's our mission. Just like he just said what he's about. He's about the children of Israel, get them back on their feet first. Then everybody have a job to do, but he said, the Father sent me to get the family of Israel back on their feet. Read 18:11 of the same book. 19:11. Matthew 18:11.
Book of Matthew, chapter 18, reading verse 11 says, "For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost."
So now who lost? So who lost? He come to say who lost? We just got through reading to find who lost. The one that lost is the children of Israel. That's who are lost. He said, "I come to save them that's lost." And we read in 15:24, the one that lost is the children of Israel. They lost what? In the mind. That's why they call Bantus and Negroes today. They call Bantus out there in Africa. Bantu in Africa. And you catch it. Israel over here, they call Latino, Mexican, Puerto Ricans, and Cubans. See that? Same people. They just, some went, came to America, and some went in the highlands of the land of Ham, and it was over there. Same people. See? They lost. They call themselves Bantus. Bantus is only the same word that's used for calling you African-American and Negro. That's why we saying there's a lot of work got to be done, because we let people preach to us and nobody teaching us. If this is what he said he come to do, and if I back up to 121, he has the same book. Now watch this, same book, 121, Matthew 121. See, we ignore all these scriptures, and that's why we get jacked up every time the book opens up. We get jacked up. 121. Make it 120 and 21. We go on to Matthew's
1:20-21.
Read 21. Know about this.
Okay.
One verse. Okay. 1:21. Now listen to this.
In the book of Matthew is reading chapter 1:21 says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Yahweh the Son, for he shall save his people from their sins."
You see that? You see that? He's going to bring forth a son, and his name is Yahweh the Son, and he's going to save his people from sin. Now, you see that? Now, When you make that just plain, so he come to save his people that was lost, the children of Israel is lost, he come to save his people from their sins. So he come to save his people from their sins. That's the reason he coming. Because we are sinning against the mighty one. So he came and jumpstarted 12 men. And told them what to do. He told the 12 men right from the top, "I came to save the children of Israel that is lost. I'm going to train y'all up to do what, Elder Mysterious? Matthew's kids 5 and 6. I'm going to train y'all up to do what? Matthew chapter 10, 5 and 6. What are you going to train them up to do?
Book of Matthew is chapter 10, reading 5 and 6. 5 says, "These 12 Yahweh the Son sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the ways of the Gentiles, and by into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not. 6, but go rather to the lost sheep of the family of Israel."
You see that? Now, plain as that is, the world would drop that and be all over the place. Now that is plain what the children of Israel had to do. So when John 12, he was mad at them teachers. So that word could be the teacher or the elder, the one that was teaching the word. He told John to tell them, the teachers or the elders, I'm mad at them. See, remember, he won the 12. So in 1 John, when we read 1 John chapter 1, John only had to go to one people, the children of Israel, where they were at. That's the only mission he had, because he was following instructions from his maker. So when we read that 1 John 4, 1, it said, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, where they are of Yahuwah, because many false who? Elders and teachers are gone out into the world. Because their job was to get, the elder's job was to get to the teachers. See, the elder's job was to get to the teachers. They only had one mission up to 96 A.D. It's finding people that was lost. And let them know you have some bad teachers, some bad elders that have gone out into this world. Matter of fact, I'm going to give a case in point. In 3 John, see, here go one right here. Brother Nehemiah, we're going to 3 John. Let me show you. Here's the one right here. So this is what he's trying to forewarn you of in 3 John chapter, St. John. Here's his third book. 3 John chapter 1:1. What did it say there, Brother Nehemiah?
3 John chapter 1 and verse 1. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth.
Is that it? So John directed what he got to say to the who? According to verse 1. The elders. The elders. So his message, he directed to the elders or the teachers that's carrying his word. So John is directing what he got to say to the elders, the teachers, that where they at. So what he says in 2 down to verse 4. What he said in 2 down to verse 4. What he say?
3 John chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. 3. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth.
Now, who was John talking to in that first line, verse 1? Who is he talking to?
He's talking to the elder.
The elder.
He's talking to the elder.
You see that? That's who he's talking to. That's who he was sent to. Remember, when 12 got the message, he had to get to them elders, and they got to get to them teachers that could be talking with the children of Israel. So that's one of the greatest mysteries in protocol. He's talking to the elders. They and the elders get to them teachers. And the teachers get it to them fathers. The fathers get it to the mothers. And the mothers get it to the children. So his message, if them elders ain't right, the teachers ain't going to be right. If the teachers ain't right, the father can't be right. The father ain't right, the mother can't be right. The mother ain't right, the children can't be right. So you see what's going on. So now, skip down to verse 8. What happened in verse 8?
3 John chapter 1, verse 8. We therefore also receive such, that we might be fellowshippers of the truth, fellow helpers, I'm sorry, of the, to the truth.
So you see what John tells you? He tells these elders now, y'all got to be about this truth. Now watch this in verse number 9. Watch this. This is real good in verse 9.
Verse 9. I wrote unto the temple, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not.
Wait a minute. He said, I'm writing to the congregation of Israel, wherever they are right now, but this Diotrephes, who loved to have preeminence among them, receive us not. You see that? So you see that? Because he loved to have what? He got the big head. He said, here go Diotrephes, who loved to have the preeminence among them, receive us not. See, John is sending a group over there to check them out. So he sent to check them out. And when they got there, the leadership, the elders that were there, up on the Diotrephes, they didn't receive them. See that? Verse 10.
Third John 1 and verse 10. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he does, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith. Neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the temple.
Ain't that something? You see what he did? You see that old elder did? When John sent the brothers there to check him out, he loved preeminence. He didn't receive him. And John said, if I ever get that way, I'm going to remember that guy right there. I'm going to remember that guy because that guy is wicked. So that's what he's saying over in 1 John. See, that's how the Spirit of Yahuwah have a statement read, then you go and be able to go on the run and tighten it up. So what he's talking about is them wicked elders and teachers. So when we read that 1 John chapter 4 verse 1, John was talking about the wicked elders and the teachers up under this guy right here. He was the head man. He was the man of the hour in this spot where he was in. Look what he says in verse 11. Watch this verse 11. All right, come on there, Brother Nehemiah.
Verse 11.
Put some spirit in your face.
Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of Yahuwah, but he that doeth evil has not seen Yahuwah.
You see that? So with that understanding, when we're going back to 1 John 4:1, it says, Saint John, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of Yahuwah, because many false elders and teachers are gone into this world. Now you see that? When you precept your Bible, because the Bible has a spiritual meaning to it. John is talking about the same thing he read in 3 John. Same John, about the one that get the word, then get the big head, and want to have preeminence to do their own thing. And when brothers come by and check you out, he told them, y'all gone, get up out of here. I don't want y'all around. You see the spirit he had? So that's what he told my radio. That's what he mean right there in that 4:1. Now, with that understanding, we got 4:1 out the way. So we are clear of 4:1. Now, come on back, Elder. So now we are clear of 4:1 through the precepts. But when you read 4:1, the false you're talking about is the ones that is the elders and the elders. If he ain't right, then the teachers ain't going to be right. Because his responsibility is to get the teachers right. Okay? So, with that understanding, I'm going to come back again, Brother Nehemiah. Now, you both be prepared now to deal with this now by what we just got through doing. So now let's go back to that 13 verse 1 again. Now go to 13 verse 1 again with that understanding, the mission. Now you should better read verse 2 with more understanding than verse 2. Ezekiel 13, the word of Yahuwah came unto me. So the seer is the one receiving the word from the Almighty. So he got the word. The angel came to the seer right there in 13:1 and said what in verse 2? Come on, Brother Nehemiah. Verse 2.
Ezekiel 13 and verse 2. Son of man, prophesy against the elders of Israel that prophesy and say unto them that prophesy out of their own mind, hear ye the word of Yahuwah.
Yes. Three.
Three. Thus said the Yahuwah, woe unto the elders that follow their own mind and have seen nothing.
Then we just got to read that in 1 John? And that we saying that they didn't want to accept the brother. Thou treepest. He was the elder and had some teachers all out of order, but he was out of order. Watch this now. 4 and 5.
Ezekiel chapter 13, verses 4 and 5. O Israel, thy elders are like the foxes in the desert.
Yes.
Verse 5. Verse 5, you have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the family of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Yahuwah.
You see what he said? You ain't got the peoples ready. And that's why we're in trouble today. We not ready. But if Yahuwah came today, we not ready. It's the elder responsibility to get to them teachers, and teachers responsibility to get to the father get to the mother to the children. They both be prepared on the day of battle of the Almighty Yahuwah. They supposed to know through the scriptures with the proper teaching. You ain't got to watch that one out there. You know exactly what's going on, because if the elders got them teachers right, the teachers got the fathers right, we wouldn't be in this predicament we're in today. Because the children of Israel, the leadership had to go to the Israelites first, because that was an order from the father to the son to the 12. They wasn't going to no other nation. Other nations don't grab this book today, and now they don't. Oh God, you don't even know you're in the book now, because nobody's doing a job. That's why we got to come now. That's why we got to Isaiah 33 verse 10, Brother Nehemiah. So we got to be a 33 verse 10. What does it say?
Isaiah 33 and verse 10. Now will I rise, saith the Yahuwah. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself.
You see that? It's time for the six anointed camps to tighten up. It's time. Now is the time. You got to rise to the occasion, because Yahuwah is not going to make no move with you the way you think he's going to make a move. Let's go to Hosea chapter 1. But Nehemiah, see, it's time for us to wake up. Now will I rise. Who are you talking about? Six anointed camp. It's time to wake up. Time to wake up. You got to know how to break this Bible now. Led by the hell to them teachers. Look what it said. Because Yahuwah told Hosea exactly what he he's not going to do. Look and say what he's not going to do. Verse 7. Let me say he's not going to do. Hosea 1:7, Brother Nehemiah.
Hosea chapter 1 and verse 7. But I will have mercy upon the family of Judah, and will save them by the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, and will not save them by bow, by bow or by sword, nor by battle, by horses, or by horse, nor by horsemen.
You hear the man saying? So I'm not going to save you by that way. So it's no need you thinking that you got to get your worldly weapons together. I'm not saving you that way. I'm not going to save you that way. I'm going to save you through this word. And once this word is in you properly, that's going to break the back of all the nations. It's not you going to get being no minister of defense. All thing you got to know how to get this word right. Y'all probably intervene once you understand with the program and this word. That's why it's so important for these elders to get to them teachers that teaching to get the fathers prepared, mothers prepared, children prepared. And that's why he said prophesy against them elders, because them teachers is out of order, because the elder is out of order. That's what he tells us on the man do. Let you know it ain't going to be you trying to get a military force together. That ain't how this man gonna save you. He gonna save you with the understanding of his Bible. If you come back and keep laws, statutes, and commandments, you on the right track. That's how he gonna save you. You can't beat this man in the war, the stuff he on credit from saving the devil. You don't gonna whoop him in his word. You get this word right, Yahuwah gonna be intervening. Then Yahuwah gonna do something. Zechariah, do what you want to happen. Zechariah 9, Brother Nehemiah. See, this is what you want to happen. You want what you want to happen in Zechariah. What you want to happen? If something you want to happen in 9:14. What you want to happen? Zechariah 9:14. What you want to happen, Brother Nehemiah?
Zechariah chapter 9, verse 14. And the Yahuwah shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as the lightning. And the Yahuwah shall blow the trumpet, and shall go with the whirlwinds of the south.
You see that? You want Yahuwah to be seen over you. He don't need none of this stuff this man on made. You want Yahuwah to be seen over you. The only way going to be seen over you, you got to have his word. We all over the place because we out of order. Yahuwah is not going to be seen over us if we think this battle is going to be how many weapons you're going to get and you being a minister of some defense. The only minister of defense you need to know is learn this word. And Yahuwah gonna step in. You learn this word and help yourself and help your family, then Yahuwah gonna step in. So we gotta know this Bible stands. The children of Israel only had one mission. He the one opened the door. He taught the 12. When he taught the 12, their job was to get to them elders. Their job was to get to them teachers. Their job was to get to them mothers. Their job was to get to them children. That's the way back. You don't need no weapon made by man's hand. Huh? All you need to have is to understand what this Bible says. And if you get this Bible right and know how to break this Bible down, Yahuwah is not going to break his word. Long we think you gonna have to have some kind of weapon in your socks or something like that, you gonna be all over the place. All you need to have is one thing: the Yahweh. If you got that, he's going to step in. He's going to be seen over you. That's why you got to know how to get in his book to help those according to the order. Because Yahweh say going to do what? Brother Nehemiah in Psalm 50, what did he say he was going to do? What did he say he was going to do? 50. Verse 21 and 22. Look what he said. Psalm 50, 21 and 22. Look what he said he was going to do.
Psalms 50, verses 21 and 22. These things have thou done, and I kept silent. Thou toughest that I was altogether, such an one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. 22. Now consider this, ye that forget Yahweh, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver.
Did he say? He said, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thy eyes. I'm going to get them, but I'm gonna, before I get them, I'm going to set you in order before their eyes. You're going to be in order to know what you're supposed to be doing. I'm going to get all the nations that will beat your back. But I'm sending the six anointed camps to get you in order. I'll brother tell me in a minute. I read this Bible 10,000 times, but you don't even know what you're reading out of the Bible. You're just reading verses. You know the order of this Bible? Do you know what the order is saying? The order is saying, the seal get the message. Immediately go find the elders. When the elders get it, immediately they go find them teachers. The teachers get it. Immediately they go find the fathers. When the fathers get it, immediately go find the mothers. When the mothers get it, give it to the children. Yes. That's how it works. Yahweh got the intervene then. So then when we go back to 1 John, with that understanding, now we're working with something. Come on, Elder, going back to 1 John 4, verse 3 now. So now we know the order of things, and we know what John is doing. He's peeping at the one that's teaching the people. They're teaching them wrong. So, and then when he sends brothers to try to check him out, he gets the puffed up spirit, and John said, I'm going to remember you when I come your way. I got you, brother. When I come that way, I got you. But see, Yahweh going to get it anyway. Now, with that understanding, now we'll read 1 and 2. So now, remember, John got his eyes on all the false elders that I'm taught to people, that I'm taught teachers, and the people is buckshot wild because they got no proper leadership. So now when we read 4 verse 3, look what it said in 4 verse 3. First John, with that understanding, now let's read 4 verse 3. Elder Mustel, 4 verse 3.
1 John chapter 4, reading verse number 3, says, and every spirit that confesseth not that Yahweh the Son is come in the flesh is not of Yahweh. This is the spirit of the anti-Yahweh. Wherefore ye have heard that it should come, even now already is in the word.
Oh, you hear that, Brother Nehemiah? It says, and every spirit that confess, every spirit that confess not that Yahweh's son is come in the flesh, he's what? He is not of Yahweh. He is not. So a lot of, you know, you got a lot of those that are up under the Talmud. And and they teach that Yahuwah the Son ain't came yet. He ain't never been here yet. He never been here yet. He ain't came yet. Yeah. So right then and now, we told that Judaism teaching out of them all Talmud is totally wrong. It says every spirit that confess not, if you confess not that Yahuwah the Son is come in the flesh, is not of Yahuwah the Father in this case. And this is that spirit of anti-Yahuwah, whereof ye have heard that it shall come, even now already is in the world. See it? So anyone confess that Yahuwah the Son did not come in the flesh, that's an anti-Yahuwah. So when you start messing around with them 600 stars and 520 stars up on that Talmud teaching, that's what they say. He never came yet. But now we're going to investigate verse 3. Let's see, do the Bible bear witness to verse 3. Did he come in the flesh? Let's see, can we read it? Through precepts. Now we're going to some precepts, Elder Mateus. Now, and Brother Nehemiah had me 1 John chapter 1, 1, 2, and 3 waiting on me. Had that waiting on me. But now, Elder, we're going to St. John chapter 1, 1, 2, and 3. Now, we're going to show you how your precept, the Bible, and we're going to find out, did he come? Did somebody come in the flesh? And what came in the flesh? Who was he? We're going to find out. St. John 1, 1, 1, 2, 3. Elder Mateus, come on.
The book of St. John, chapter 1, reading verses 1 to 3. 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahuwah, and the Word was Yahuwah. 2, the same was in the beginning with Yahuwah. 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
That's real nice. That's real nice. Now read verse 10.
Verse 10. 10 says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
He said he was in the world, and the world was made by him, but they didn't know. They didn't even know he made the world. Verse 14
says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Now you see that? Now you see how that Bible read it down? See that Bible? And he was what? What about him and the Father again? The elder verse, read that verse 14 again. What about him and the Father again? What about it again in verse 14?
14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Ain't that something? Now, the big dignitaries that said don't come call them out. You know, that's very interesting. I see why your pastor was all over the place. Because that's big talk with him, but it's easy to talk for the six and on the camp. He said that he was made flush. So now we clear who was made flush. Watch this in verse 13. Now watch this. See this ain't nothing but a cakewalk for the six and on the camp. We got this down pat. Verse 13, listen good. Come on, Elder.
13 says, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yahweh.
Oh, Yahweh, we're going to find out. So he wasn't made by the flesh, not by no will of man, because they know they got some teaching going on that this is Joseph's boy, that this is the sperm of Joseph. That just knocked it out the box, Brother Nehemiah. You see this right here? He said this man was not made by, nor the will of the flesh. I mean, you know what a will of flesh, baby, that's basically make us a junior. No, they didn't have it like that. Or by the will of man. So he didn't come by that. He came by Yahweh. You see in verse 13? So Brother Nehemiah, that's a big verse. You got a lot of great big old camps. They love to bring in this guy come from Joseph. How he come from Joseph? We just read he said, no, he didn't come from nobody. No man. But Yahweh. Is that what we read in verse 13?
Yahweh.
That's what we read. But if y'all don't have, but if you don't have sitting on the cap, if you don't have verse 13, they're going to beat you back. Here go John, the one that's one of the 12. He the one breaking it down to the elders, showing you exactly that this man, he didn't come by the will of the flesh, nor by the will of man, but by Yahweh. And that's big talk. Yahweh the who? What Yahweh? Let's find out. See, when you precept your Bible, that's what I'm saying. Once we properly precept the Bible to get our proper understanding, then we're going to be into something. But long we try to win the bump the gun contest and you ain't got the precept right, y'all all over the book. And that's why everybody running roughshod on us, and that's why Yahweh just watching us. All we got to do is precept, since he was made of Yahweh. What Yahweh? What Yahweh? Precept your Bible. Come on back there, Brother Nehemiah. Isaiah 53, verse 10. Let's find what Yahweh, all this happened. Since we reading in St. John 1:13, which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. So his birth has nothing to do. He has the divine blood that was already packaged together before he came on the scene. And by who? Who packaged him together that we can read? Isaiah 53, verse 10. Let's talk about it. Who packaged him together? 53, verse 10. Come on.
Isaiah 53, verse 10. Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see the seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Yahweh shall prosper in his hand.
Oh. So verse 10 was told to the seer before he came in the flesh. Read that verse 10 again there, Brother Nehemiah. He gonna see his seed. So Yahweh the Son was who seed? You just got to read it in 53 verse 10. What did it say again, 53 verse 10?
Isaiah 53 and verse 10. Yet it pleased the Yahweh to bruise him. He has put him to grief.
Stop it there. Ho. It pleases Yahweh to bruise him. Hold that point right there. It pleases Yahweh to bruise him. It pleases Yahweh to bruise him. Hold that point right there. Let's go to 1 John chapter 1, 1, 2, and 3. Put a marker there, Brother Nehemiah. Put him right back there. What Yahweh? out of chapter 1, 1, 2.
1 John chapter 1, on, verses 1 through 3. 1 John chapter 1, verses 3. I can't hear you.
Yeah, come on. 1, 2, and 3. Come on. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard and seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Verse 2. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Yahweh.
Oh! So you see what we got here? So what Yahweh was pleased to bruise him? Who was the Yahweh was pleased to bruise him? According to 1, 2, and 3, Brother Nehemiah. What Yahweh was pleased to bruise him? What Yahweh?
Yahweh the Father.
Excellent. You see, when you precept your Bible, Brother Nehemiah, that's when you know what Yahweh to put in there. So who's bruising him and whose seed he is seed of Yahweh the Father.
Hallelujah.
See? By knowing that Yahweh the Son was with him. Is that what we're reading in 1 John 1 down to verse 3? Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah.
Well, read again a little more spirit. Read again a little more spirit there, Brother Nehemiah. I mean, wasn't the last of that. The big dignitary dropped that 1 through 6 on the table. So, Yahweh wants that to be dealt with, to understand. Exactly how the Son was made and who made him. When we find out some good stuff. So read 1, 2, or 3 and pick your reading up with a little more spirit in you, brother. Come on.
1 John chapter 1, verses 1. Verses 1, 2, and 3. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Verse 2. For the life was manifested.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on right there. Hold on that, Brother Nehemiah. Read that verse 1 again.
Verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life.
Ain't that something? They said that which is from the beginning, we have heard him and we have seen him. See, one is talking about what John, see, John is telling, see, listen, understand what, you remember what we read about John? He won the 12. You know, John's mission was to go and get them elders to get some teachers right. So he was edifying them elders. He letting you know, I was with this man. I seen him. I touched him. I bumped shoulders with him. I'm just not telling you something to be telling you something. I was with this man. That's what he said. Now, here. Take John 5:36-37. Now keep John in mind. Keep him in mind. Look what he says in 1 John 5:36-37. That was a big verse you read there, Brother Nehemiah, that 1:1 of 1 John. Watch Elder put a precept with it. And 5:36-37. Ishmael.
In the book of St. John, chapter 5, looking at verses 36 and verse number 37. 36 says, "But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father had given me to finish. The same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father had sent me." 37. "And the Father himself, which had sent me, had borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape."
Ain't that something? So the one we talked about in 1 John 1:1, you ain't heard the Father or seen his shape at what time? Anytime. So the one John is talking about, he's seen, he bumped into, he beheld him. It wasn't the Father. So if it wasn't the Father, Brother Nehemiah, who are you reading in St. John, 1 John 1:1? What John is trying to tell those that got ear to hear, I was there. I can bear witness to this guy. I seen him. I touched him. I heard him. Who's he talking about in 1 John 1:1 there? Brother Nehemiah, who is John talking about? Who?
Not quite a son.
Excellent. Yahuwah the Son. You see that? That's what he's talking about, Yahuwah the Son. Come on, Hilda. Another precept. St. John 6, 44 and 46. Elder, Mr. Tibbs. See, the big dignitaries, they pastors could not explain this. You know why? Because they foot don't fit into the golden slipper, like the six anointed camps. You got to get us to explain what you need to know. That's why we keep coming to six anointed camps. You got to get this thing right. The floodgates going to break all over the world. You got to be prepared. You can't be bumming around. That's why you got to make sure your company is right. And then you go over this stuff. And keep sharpening yourself up. Get stronger and stronger. God is going to come back up on you. Read him. Elder, St. John 6, 44 and 46, what it say?
St. John, chapter 4, looking at 44 and verse number 46. 44 says, "For Yahuwah the Son himself testified that a seer had no honor in his own country."
Right.
46. So Yahuwah the Son came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was
again. Look at it real carefully.
So Yahuwah the Son came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Cana.
Hold on. Let me back up. You read, let me back up now. Make it 44, yeah. Thank you. Make that 44. 44. What we got to read? No, 46. Come on back to 646 again, Elder. 646, now I'm looking at it now. 646 again, take your time. St. John, 646, what it say?
Oh, 646.
Okay, well, read 44 again. Hold on, Elder. Read 44 again. St. John 6, 44 and 46. So now I was in the spirit of y'all. I'm not giving me a book behind that one. Read verse 44 again.
Okay. St. John, making a correction. Chapter 6, reading 44 and 46. Wayne Fuller says, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. 46. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of Yahweh, he hath seen the Father. Well, it looks like the seals dropped out from the dashboard. Probably maybe the WCC pushed them out. Let's see if we can finish that verse up where Seer Israel was. He was in St. John, chapter 6, reading. Okay, read 1 John, chapter 6, read verses 44 and 46. Brother, read them out.
St. John, chapter 6, verses 44 and 46. 44 says, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. 46.
Don't see him back. Big Dick and Jerry.
Okay, well.
Okay, hold on.
Big
Dick
and Jerry. They're doing their thing. No question about it. Now, that says too much information here. That's why we cut you off. That's too much information. Now, you see, we just got the ring. What do we got the ring? Well, I was brutally interrupted. What we just got the
that
ring?
Was, that was
John chapter 6, 44 and 46.
Okay, read that verse 44 again. I'll read 6:44 again.
That was in our first
John.
John?
Same book, 6:44. 6:44 again.
St. John, chapter 6, reading verse number 44. 44 says, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day.
Mm-hmm. So the Father got to say you all right, but he'll give the Son permission to do what? Raise you up when?
Raise him up.
When raise up? He's going to raise you up at the last day. So, you know, everybody in Christianity, you already up there in heaven. He said, David, that don't work. Forget that. So I leave that to the side right now. He said, I'm going to raise you up at the last day. He said, he's going to do it. Verse 46.
Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of Yahweh, he had seen the Father.
So ain't no man seen who? Who ain't no man seen? Man has not seen who? The Father. So he is getting John, his disciples, and all the rest of them understand one thing. Ain't nobody of flesh seen the Father. So if they seen any Yahweh, what Yahweh did they see? We just got through reading in First John. So what Yahweh had they seen? He telling them, when you go out and teach, let them know ain't nobody seen the Father. But what Yahweh is they holding, handling? What Yahweh is they know? Which one is this? Precept your Bible. 110 verse 1. Brother Nehemiah. What Yahweh is this? That they touching, holding, and doing all this? Then you got to precept your Bible. That's all you do. Precept your Bible. 110 verse 1. What Yahweh? 110 verse 1, Brother Nehemiah.
Psalms 110 and verse 1. He says, the Yahuwah said unto my Yahuwah, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool.
Well, so the angel telling David, my Yahuwah say, sit there at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. So how many Yahuwahs we see in verse 10 there, Brother Nehemiah? How many Yahuwahs we see in verse 10?
Two.
Two.
Oh, verse 10.
And one is where? Help me out here. Five verse one of Revelation. One is where. Remember, one is where. Revelation 5:1, precept of your Bible, 5:1. Write these precepts down, 5:1. Come on, yo.
Revelation chapter 5, reading verse 1, says, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with seven seals.
Oh, so one was sitting down. So which one of these is sitting down in 110 verse 1? Then one is where? According to one is sitting down, and according to 110 verse 1, help me out, Brother Nehemiah, I'll read it again. So can you break this down for the mass audience? How many you say you've seen again?
Two.
And one is doing what according to 110? Of course, we read in verse 5 now. One is doing what? One is sitting down and the other one is where according to 110 verse 1?
It says, the Yahuwah said unto my Yahuwah, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool.
Ain't that something? So the other Yahuwah is where? On the right hand of the Father. So on the right hand of the Father. So that's two Yahuwahs. One is sitting and one on the right hand. So that's two Yahuwahs. Now who is that? The Father and the Son. You only gonna see this spiritually. You're gonna see two when your spiritual eyes open up. There go the Father, there go the Son. The Father is sitting with the precept of 5 verse 1, and the Son is on his right hand. Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah.
And okay, so when we read verse 5, then, when we read verse 5, we're a little more spiritual, Brother Nehemiah. Look at this in verse 5.
Revelation 5:1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside.
Hold on. We're in 110. Hold on, that Brother Nehemiah. We in Psalms, we read verse 1. Now we read verse 5. Quick with me. Look at Brother Nehemiah. Let's see a little bit. Verse 5. Psalm 110, verse 5.
Psalms 110 and verse 5.
Verse 5.
The Yahuwah at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath.
Ain't that something? So the one that's going to beat your back is the wrong world? The one that's going to beat your back going to be well? Who is the one on the right hand? So the one that's going to beat your back, it is the Yahuwah where?
At the right hand.
Right hand.
At the right hand. So the one that's going to beat your back. So what Yahuwah at the right hand? What Yahuwah is this at the right hand? According to
Yahuwah
read by one. Oh. So who going to beat your back? It's going to be Yahuwah the Son. Is that right?
Yahuwah.
You see what See what we're getting out of this? Look at verse 6. Let's see what he's going to do.
Verse 6. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries.
Ain't that something? You mean sweet baby Jesus Christ, our Lord, is going to do what in verse 6? What is sweet Jesus, our Lord, Christ going to do in verse 6 again?
Judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the head over many countries.
Ain't that something? You mean the one that's going to beat your back and put the countries in order? It's going to be baby sweet Jesus? Is that what we're reading? Brother Nehemiah? I mean, have you ever heard that in any Christian church, Islamic, Judaism, that the one going to beat your back is baby sweet Jesus? Hey, have they ever read verse 6 there, Brother Neil?
No, sir.
No.
Hallelujah. That's why we got to come now. You see, we be thinking that that old father, he's a mean guy. No. His boy is going to be the one beat your back. The one on the right hand of the Father is going to be the one that beat your back. Now, let's talk a little bit more about him on the right hand. Let's see if we get some more information. Remember, see, they was edifying them elders to get to them teachers. They was edifying them. He was edifying them. He said some good stuff to them, and that's why we got to edify now.